The next presentation is on an optimized Sparkle performance management system via a native API, presented by Victor Chernoff. Victor, are you there?
Okay. Our project was named Optimized Sparkle Performance Management via Native API. Slide 2, please. The problem, often it's hard to select a rather complex data structure by one Sparkle query, but at the same time, it's pretty simple to get all the data using combination of simple queries and then assemble the complex structure on the application level, on the client. This may require hundreds of calls to database, and that leads to using endpoint may be ineffective due to HTTP access overhead. In such cases, it is good to have an API access to the Tuple store that allows running queries directly bypassing HTTP. So the objective of our project was to find out how Tuple stores behave on a simple queries through the native API. Slide 3, please. So we have four participants on the event. So three of us were from Russia. Me and Vladislav Golovkov were sitting in the office, and Vladimir Salnikov from Russia, from Moscow, joined us. And Andreev from Sweden also joined us, and we have had three computers and run the experiments on those three. We selected three Tuple stores to play with. We chose the Universal Server, the Stardock, and Nitrox-based LDAP storage. So why we selected those Tuple stores? All three have a very high performance on SP2 bench benchmark. SP2 bench benchmark is the works on model of library, and it deals with books, magazines, articles, proceedings of conferences and authors, and many years of releases of those books and etc. And how the queries are made for SP2 bench? It's looks similar to how ontology applications deal with ontology. So, and those Tuple stores have Linux and Windows versions and native API for fast services. Slide 5, please. So we designed, we based on SP2 bench and designed advanced set of queries based on simple SP2 bench queries. SP2 bench has about 20 various queries, and most of them are complex, but some of them are simple. And we extended those simple queries to make the experimentation closer to ontology applications. So, slide 6, please. We've set up three computers. That's not something special. It's just general purpose computers, as you can see. Slide 7, please. We played with 25 million triple data set created by SP2 bench generation utility. On each run query was sent to server and the full result was read. It's done because some of the triple stores cache the data, and you cannot get a real picture of the performance if you don't do that way. Each query was run 10 times, query performance measured, and the median value has been taken as a result. Slide 8, please. So, as a result of experimentation, we have the following conclusions. For ontology applications, it is desirable to have direct access to database, not through HTTP protocol. Sometimes it is worth to simplify the queries as much as possible to make some processing on the client. Which what is difficult to do with a single large query is easy to implement with a set of small ones. In those cases, people store should be able to perform small queries quickly. Further performance gain up to 10 times of magnitude could be on the order of magnitude could be reached giving users direct access to database bypassing Sparkle processing, just a direct API function. The myth that database, RDF databases are slow, I think that's that work not work more anymore, and RDS storages perform fast enough to compete with SQL databases. So actually, what we think it is time to go through real applications using RDF table stores. So that's slide 9 shows the path to our report, and slide 10 that's all.
Okay, thank you very much, Victor. We have a question. Steve?
Right, Jim, I was just confused on 2 points that you raised. One was how you were saying that using the API instead of using HTTP confused me a little bit because the API presumably is still going over the Internet. And the second was you're talking about this on the current slide, how you're saying RDF database is slower than as well. You're talking about RDF, direct access to the RDF store without using Sparkle. And I'm wondering how you access an RDF triple store without using Sparkle. I'm getting a little confused between HTTP, Sparkle, and Internet access, I guess. Can you elaborate on that?
So, actually, the first question is about, you say that when we go through API, we don't go through Internet. We go directly to functions of the triple store. HTTP protocol you need to deal with when you get through endpoint. That's unavoidable. But if you refuse an endpoint and you go directly to the server through API, that allows you to avoid HTTP protocol. Second query was, can you repeat the second query, second question?
Second query was talking about, you were saying how you were accessing the RDF triple store without using Sparkle. Is that what I understood you to say?
Okay. So Sparkle, Sparkle is just another layer that gets some overhead. So if you go directly to the functions, don't use Sparkle, but use the API to the server, to the triple store, you can get some performance gain.
You're talking about bypassing the RDF layer like it's an underlying relational Oracle server or something? Is that what you're saying?
No. You go to the RDF, but using API functions, not using Sparkle. Directed to triple.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, any other questions? Yeah, go ahead. State your name and...
Dave Blevins, Booz Allen Hamilton. I had 2 questions on the methodology. Why did you select the median rather than the mean to analyze the results? And do you think reading the entire result set would introduce data artifacts than if you simply ran the query and saw if the results were valid?
Okay. So median, we thought that median gets more correct result when you get when you have, say, very a big amount of small values and say one big value. So actually, it's gets more correct median than just average. So that we saw. And what is second question? Could you please repeat it?
Do you think reading the results, the entire results, would introduce data artifacts into your analysis?
It looks like I don't understand what you're asking.
Reading through all of the results could introduce errors in your data as opposed to querying and having the query run without reading through all, you know, if you have 5 million results, reading all 5 million triples in addition to running the query.
Maybe you're asking about flight save on each run, query was sent to server and full result was read. You mean that? It was done because some triples have a caching, and actually without reading full results, you cannot get a real data. You cannot get a real information about the performance of the result.
Okay, thanks.
I guess you can ask through the ontology summit list and get a better answer.
Yeah, I think we need to